scary stuff going on around the country. There is a portion of our population that's pretty nervous, and they're coming out of hiding, I guess you could say, with guns in hand. Last year, the Department of Homeland Security warned that, quote, white supremacists and militias are more violent and thus more likely to conduct mass casualty attacks on the scale of the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing. There's a new report out that backs up this prediction. Joining me now is a man who wrote that report, Mark Hotuck of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Mark, good to have you with us tonight. Appreciate your time. If you had to roll...
So let's make sure.
What do you compare this to, say, yesteryear, when, in what situation?
Well, what it really is a kind of rebirth of the militia season of the 1990s. This is a very white-hot movement back in the middle 90s to the late 90s that produced a lot of domestic terrorism or attempted domestic terrorism. You know, I'd say the difference this time is that it has a much stronger racial element because, of course, at the end of the day, these groups see their primary enemy as being the federal government. And, of course, the federal government today, the face of that government is black.
And
a lot of feeling about that. Out there that have formed recently. Some of the older groups have been re-energized. There's a lot of evidence to suggest that people are collecting arms, creating arms caches, and so on. And now we have this huge amount of white-hot rhetoric, which stretches all the way from the bona fide militia and so-called patriot groups to the Michelle Bachmans of the world, to the protesters at the various town hall meetings and so on. I think we're in a situation that really is very worrying.
You know, some of these postings that are on the internet, one of them in particular on YouTube, has had over 60,000 views. Let's listen to it out of the state of Ohio.
Hello, America. It's your wake-up call from the Ohio militia. If people need to wake up, start buying some of these, see? Ask yourself, why do you not have one of these? Go out to buy a gun, okay?
Are we losing that you want to talk about the meeting today at the town meeting on healthcare?
Well, there are a litany of them. It doesn't take a genius to see we're traveling down the road at breakneck speed. That's towards tyranny, away from liberty, and that has much to do with excessive taxation.
We're scared. We're scared of an Obama presidency.
I have to tell you, he is a decent person and a person that you do not have to be scared as President of the United States. Now, I just look.
Given the violent history of this country with regard to presidents and assassinations, why'd you bring a gun to a public event with the president? Well, you know the history of this country. If you love this country, you know its history.
Well,
you know about a problem with people with guns at presidential events. Why'd you bring a gun to an event with the president?
I do know history, and the history is that our forefathers fought for the right to keep and bear arms, and they believed
I know all that
we should be armed.
Everybody knows that. Okay. Why did you bring a gun to a presidential event today?
That's not even a relevant question. The question.
Let's start this with us here tonight. Congressman, let me go to you first. How do you take this information when alcohol, tobacco, and firearms comes out and says that, we're on a heightened alert pretty much for activities such as this? What do you make of it?
I don't think that's a correct statement from ATF, but I do know that we've always had instances of extremism both on the left and on the right. Homeland Security has warned about both. Remember the Unabomber? He was on the fringes of the left. Remember the big protest of the left-wing anarchists, the thousands of them running wild in the streets in Seattle. And remember all the threats against Bush's motorcade in Portland, Oregon, saying about the same kind of stuff as you're now condemning from the town hall protesters.
Okay, well, what do you think is causing this right now, Congressman?
I think you've always got people that are upset on the left or the right, and the people, whoever they see is in power, they'll see. You know, you'll have people that are in opposition to them will come more to the surface, but they're both there on both sides.
I can't trust Obama. I have read about him, and he's an Arab. He is not.
We're scared of an Obama presidency.
He is a decent person.
Yeah. my composure. Through your controller, nothing hold me closer until this is over.
Spank rock in the chemist.
Radio. I'm Furious George. It is Thursday night, past 10 o'clock, but starting around 10, we generally get started with the Furious George Show. We do this every Thursday in spirit of all the crazy things that are happening around the world around us, especially this week's. Man, it's just crazy out there in the town hall. So we're going to send out a little shout to all the folks who are standing up to the wing nuts out there, the right wingers, the Reich wingers. Who are doing that crazy mess at the Democratic conventions and all these other important places where people come to actually express their disconcern or their concerns with, especially, most importantly, you know, the problems with healthcare, but other stuff. So anyway, there's a lot of freaky wingnuts out there that are causing trouble. So we're going to spotlight them, as well as playing some crazy underground new instrumental hip hop, including. Some really good stuff called Steppa's Delight, some underground dubstep, as well as there in the background, some new Flying Lotus from an album called Black Fist. And we've got plenty of stuff, including starting off the the show with a song by our local folks, Social Memory Complex, very politically charged, conscientious hip-hop, and we love them here, Social Memory Complex. The song was called Blind Faith. You will be able to get it out soon. I got this from one of the members of the band, so you won't be able to get it anywhere else except WCOM Radio or online at furiousg.blogspot, or, you know, while you're listening on the, you know, internet all across the world, if you are, including Santa Cruz, Freak Radio. Apparently this is going on in Boulder and many other cool places. So for all the folks who helped make this happen, we appreciate you. I'll try to do my best to spin in some craziness. This is WCOM Radio, LPFM 103.5. Check us out online, WCOMFM.org, or just chill and enjoy the show. Be furious.
The scene while I indulge in one of my many hobbies, delighting children with balloon animals.
Well, things are peaceful. There are perhaps several thousand people here in front of the high school, and they are lining the road up to the high school. People for health care reform, for lack of a better way of describing them, on one side, people against it on the other side. Things are very, very orderly. But let me clear up one thing. There is a man in the crowd who has a gun, a handgun, strapped on his lower leg.
What the? What? Guy with a... What? I thought the whole thing was gonna jump on it. What? There's a guy with a gun? Shouldn't that be the lead? You know, come in with, oh, we're here, there's a nice crowd, we're at a high school, it's a beautiful day in New Hampshire, known as the Granite State. Oh, by the way, there's a guy with a gun! Where'd you graduate? From the University of Backwards? Og-Gnith-Gif-Srigit? As go fighting tigers, that was. President on the inside.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, sir. I love you back.
We love you more. this anger?
Isn't it time to just say, we're going to pass what the American people need and what they want without the Republicans?
I have proudly taught at this high school for 37 years.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's okay. I just want to make sure I wasn't overselling my plan.
It's okay, Mr. President. My concerns...
It's okay.
He winked at me.
Right. He winked at me? Is this a town hall or a Tom Jones concert? So the president was swimming in a butterscotch river while angels blew cream puff kisses at his feet. And just when he thought it couldn't get any sweeter, she walked in. An American Girl doll brought to life by Hope Dust and Change Fairies.
I saw a lot of signs outside saying mean things about reforming healthcare. How do kids know it is true?
The rumor that's been circulating a lot lately is this idea that somehow the House of Representatives voted for death panels that will basically pull the plug on grandma.
What? I don't want Grammy to die. What?
And it don't mean shit to filling a mix in between both with a twist of liquor chasing with more beer. Tasting like soup for deer when he at the mic. It's like the place get like, oh yeah. It's like they know what's about to happen. Just keep your eye out like I capping. Is he still a fly guy clapping if nobody ain't hearing? And can they testify from in the spirit and living the true God, giving y'all nothing but the lick like two broads. Got more lyrics than the church, got ooh lords. And he hold the mic in your attention like two swords. Or you the one with two blades on it. Hey you, don't touch the mic like it's AIDS on it. Yeah, it's like the end of the means. Fuck type of message that sends to the fiends. That's why he bring his own needles. They get more cheese than Doritos, Cheetos or Fritos. Slip like Freudian, your first and last step to playing yourself like accordion.
LGLH55. We'll be right back.
Economic growth by increasing national productivity, President Obama began providing job performance reviews for every American citizen today. The president scheduled the one-on-one meetings to, quote, take a problem-solving approach to everyone's workplace behavior and identify some areas for improvement for every American.
The president just wants to touch base with everyone to make sure the country's on task in regards to meeting the country's objectives.
Onion News Network reporter Jane Carmichael joins us now from the economic quarantine zone. Jane, now a lot of Americans are nervous about their meeting with the president. Can you give us a sense of how these reviews will work?
Sure. According to those who have had their reviews already, Obama relies heavily on the goals Americans listed for themselves on the self-evaluations the president sent to everyone last month.
Of course.
We've been getting video responses on the Onion News Network New Report website all morning.
He told me that I was a valued member of the country, and then he started talking about belt tightening and doing more with less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
when killers get hung. Shorty, I could take you there. You know I could take ya. Shorty, I could take you there. You know I could take ya. Shorty, I could take you there. Baby girl, I know it's wrong, but come with me.
Born on U.S. soil and therefore is not legally our president.
Oh, hell, there are plenty of real facto reasons to hate Obama. You ain't got to go out there, son.
Shorty, I can take you there. Or we can go to the slums where killers get hung. Shorty, I can take you there. You know I can take ya. Shorty, I can take you there. Or we can go to the slums where killers get hung. Shorty, I can take you there. You know I can take ya.
Close to giving the game away.
We are monitoring this live. We're also streaming this live on foxnews.com. If you want to watch it there, you can. Any contentious questions, anybody yelling, we'll bring it to you right here on the live desk.
That's the subtext.
Because we only report the news that conforms to the narrative we've worked so hard to construct. Wonder what happens to all those people who lose their at those meetings? They go right from the town hall to the local television studio, where they become our nation's latest experts on health care reform.
You brought a loaded gun. Was your gun loaded today?
Wow. Who would be silly enough to carry an unloaded firearm?
Guess that's why I'm silly. One woman at Arlen Specter's latest death match asked such an emotionally charged question, she became Sean Hannity's new Joe the Plumber.
This is about the systematic dismantling of this country. You have awakened the sleeping giant. We are tired of this. This is why everybody in this room is so ticked off. I don't want this country turning into Russia, turning into a socialized country.
Okay, well, good for you. I think that's incredibly hyperbolic fear, but you got to voice... You got to voice your question in a calm way to your senator. You can't argue with that.
Katie, were you happy with the answer that you got from the senator today?
Honestly, after I asked the question, I was so just, I don't know. I didn't hear half of what he said, to be honest with you.
Great. Welcome to Fox. Can you start on Monday? We'll be right back.
President Obama's health care plan are continuing their efforts to disrupt town hall meetings held by Democratic lawmakers during the August recess. At a meeting yesterday in Hagerstown, Maryland, protesters repeatedly shouted down Democratic Senator Benjamin Cardin. On Wednesday, at a town hall meeting held by Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri, a white man was arrested after ripping a sign from a black woman that showed a picture of Rosa Parks sitting on a bus. In Georgia, the office of Democratic Congressmember David Scott was vandalized with a swastika spray painted on a sign bearing his name. The incident occurred just days after Scott took part in a public health care forum. One of the most heated town hall meetings this week was in Lebanon, Pennsylvania, where the Republican-turned-Democrat Arlen Specter met with voters.
There will not be rationing, and I have given you as much detail as I can on saving. What number are we up to?
Right here.
Senator Specter.
Yes, ma'am. Number
Section
22.
Section 1233 of the proposed health care plan. I thought, what could I possibly ask you to make you read this plan? What it says is, as a 74-year-old man, if you develop cancer, we're pretty much going to write you off because you're no longer a working citizen who will be paying taxes. What are you going to do about it? You're here because of the plan we have now.
Well, you're just not right. Nobody 74 is going to be written off because they have cancer. That's a vicious, malicious, untrue rumor. Who's got the next number?
Earlier in the town hall meeting, a member of the crowd disrupted Senator Spector. He then stopped the meeting and allowed the man to speak.
To speak. And then I was lied to because I came prepared to speak. And instead, you wouldn't let anybody speak. You handed on, what, 30 cards? Well, I got news for you. That you and your cronies in the government do this kind of stuff all the time. Well, I don't care.
Wine was invented by the Romans for orgies. And orgies are not too much fun if no one wants to do it with you.
Sweet berry wine!
By the crowd continued. Our next guest is a registered nurse who attended the meeting. He was heckled and shouted down while trying to express support for health care reform. Stanley Zuber joins us now in our Firehouse studio. He works as a nurse at the Geisinger Medical Center in Pennsylvania. Welcome to Democracy Now!
Thanks.
Set the scene for what happened at the Bucknell town hall meeting.
The way that the way it works, the gentleman that we just saw in the clip was correct. They handed out 30 cards. We weren't unaware of that. Myself and some associates got there very early, and there was, like, we were within the first 10 or so, and the doors weren't going to open for 5 hours. And we just sat talking as people started to filter in. And this is something that really surprised us. There was a group of young men that came in, and after they arrived, there was like this mad rush to the doors. And all of these folks lined up first. And obviously, they were aware that cards were going to be passed out to the first 30 people. We weren't. So we ended up, I was lucky to get a card. I got question number 21, which was in the back. So from my perspective, what you see at these town hall meetings are people with this agenda against reform, understanding that they need to get in line first, possibly to get a card. Certainly, that was the case up at Bucknell. So they could, ask their questions that were basically against reform. And those of us that may have had some other ideas about how we can make this work, we were very fortunate just to be able to ask a question.
So what did you ask, and how did you get shouted down?
I had some questions prepared that I wanted to ask the senator, but after listening to the first 20 questions that were asked, I just couldn't let go. Some of the topics that were brought up and the hostility of the crowd screaming about what we can't do right, etc. So what I wanted to, I shared a story, stories that we hear every day, you know, in healthcare from our patients, about a patient that I happened to take care of a while back. He was a 47-year-old contractor, who ended up, they had insurance because of his wife's insurance. She lost her job. He ended up having a heart attack without insurance. Showed up to our place, had a cardiac cath, found out that he needed quadruple bypass, and I happened to be with him pre-surgery for a couple days. The guy didn't sleep for a couple days. He was distraught, he was sick, thinking that he was going to lose his house, you know, with all the bills for the cost. Lose his business, and his kids might have to bear the burden of all of this cost. He actually said to me he might be better off dead, and they would get the insurance instead of having these bills. And as I was sharing this with the senator and the crowd, to put like the human face on it, because our concern is for the millions of underinsured and uninsured people, they just were yelling at me, you know, shut up, all of this. One individual, one man, he led the charge for everybody who asked a question that wasn't against health care. He would not shut up, and the whole crowd. So I turned to the crowd and I told them just to please be quiet, don't be disrespectful, and let me finish. Check the intensive snare, the hi-hat treble and bass. Let me see your lighters in the air. Are you stupid in the face? Check the intensive snare, the hi-hat treble and the level I'm on, they wanna reach this. Cause when I touch mic, I'm the deepest, I'm the strongest, you're the weakest, I'm on the A-list. You're still struggling to get up on the C-list. I'll drop an MC into pieces. I'm a bad man, you're a penis, and your whole crew stink like feces. But now check the remix. Is it the level I'm on, they wanna be on? Cause I'm a star and I shine like neon. Lyrically gun a man down like Leon, and you're a waste man. So there's a lot of things we can't agree on. You got a big tune, put me on. I'm on a bad man thing, what's he on? Drive to your house in a Ford Orion. Draw for the tool, go on it, go on it, go on then. Let me see your lighters in the air. Are you stupid in the face? Check the intensive snare, the hi-hat, treble and bass. Let me see your lighters in the air. Are you stupid in the face? Check the intensive snare, the hi-hat, treble and bass. Skepta, Plastic Man, More Than Crime, the hi-hat, treble and bass. All tight of the crew know about up in the air. Skepta, Picky Afro. But you know what? If you paid your money to see me slew, get a refund and drive home safely. Or shut your mouth and stop crying like a baby. You want me to keep on slewing MCs till I'm 80? Nah, please don't hate me. I'm still gonna say draw for the tour. What you mean, you fool? Take off my jacket, God forgive me, and all of the classics. Cause when you compare my bars to a mash, I spray like a Mac 10, not a deuce deuce. I made that boy there beg for a truce. He wanted to clash me until I started hurling abuse. And then he realized there's no use. He just hung himself with his own noose. I hold the power like Zeus. And when I touch Mike in a dance, all hell breaks loose. Go on then, let me see your lighters in the air. Are you stupid in the face? Check the intensive snare, the hi-hat, treble and bass. Let me see your lighters in the air. Are you stupid in the face? Check the intensive snare, the hi-hat, treble and bass. Let me see your lighters in the air. Are you stupid in the face? Check the intensive snare, the hi-hat, treble and bass. Let me see your lighters in the air. Are you stupid in the face? Check the intensive snare, the hi-hat, treble and bass. Let me see your lighters in the air. Are you stupid in the face? Check the intensive snare, the hi-hat, treble and bass. Let me see your lighters in the air. Are you stupid in the face? Check the intensive snare, the hi-hat, treble and bass.
of the comment of the Republican Congress member from South Carolina, Robert Inglis, in his town hall meeting when someone yelled, "Keep your government hands off of my Medicare." And of course, Medicare is brought to you by the government. I want to ask about the influence of talk show host Rush Limbaugh and what his effect is on the health care debate. This is an excerpt from his show on Monday.
We want to ask the question, which group of people are closer to the national socialism of Germany on this health care plan? Is it Obama and the Democrats in the plan, or is it the people showing up to protest the plan at these town hall meetings with no contest? The people who are the closest and bear the most striking resemblance to the socialist policies of Nazis.
I'm making stuff up, good Lord, you make it sound crazy.
Care plan. Not saying Hitler and Pelosi are the same thing, not saying that.
Don't say that. I'm worried about us. I've been reviewing the tapes.
What tapes?
I've been watching all the recent Red State updates.
Good Lord, son, what the hell would you put yourself through that for?
Because I'm really worried about us, Jackie. I'm afraid that we haven't properly transitioned into a post-Obama world.
What?
I'm worried that, I hate to say it, I'm worried that we're not conservatives anymore, Jack.
The hell I ain't.
Look, when we started doing this shit back in 2005, we knew exactly what it is to be a conservative.
Oh, you're damn right we did. That's right. Love this country, support our troops, respect George W. Bush, and hate Hillary Clinton. Yeah.
Simpler times. So easy back then, Jack. And we ain't changed, but things have shifted around us. Now our radical liberal enemies are in office. They're the mainstream. And meanwhile, our Republican conservative brethren are shifting further and further to the right of us. Jackie, do you believe that Obama was born in America?
Unfortunately,
do you believe that Obama hates white people because he's black?
Oh, hell, he don't hate white people because he's black. He hates white people because he's a liberal.
Been to a tea party?
I work for a damn living. I got a job.
Have you used the words tyranny or liberty in a sentence today?
I ain't a damn militia. I serve barbecue. How am I gonna say that? All I say all day is, here's the change. Put that in your pocket. Hell with
Chick-fil-A. Give us some background. You have people like David Scott, the Democratic Congress member, after his town hall meeting on health care, there's a swastika that is painted on his name at his office.
I've only made that mistake once. There were socialists in at the beginning of both Italian and German fascism, but they were overwhelmingly betrayed. In the case of Germany, they were executed in the night of the long knife. So this is magical kind of rewriting of history. What you have is in the 30s and 40s, you have conservative ideologues and demagogues like von Mises and Hayek and Flynn writing that FDR was imposing collectivism on America, and that was the first step towards national socialism and thus Nazism. And all of the images that we have today of German Nazism and the genocide of Jews and communists and homosexuals and others. So what's really going on here is a debate that goes back 50, 60 years, which has been percolating through, you know, magazines like that put out by the John Birch Society and other right-wing organizations that have made the claim continuously since the 1930s that this kind of government activity on behalf of, you know, community welfare is in fact a form of socialism. And they also believe that socialism leads inevitably to communism, which leads inevitably to tyranny, and they're going to come and take your guns away. So it's a package. This whole idea of liberal secular humanists and subversive community organizers and the banksters and the plutocrats on the right, this is woven together into this package called right-wing populism. And it's very aggressive. It pushes all the hot buttons of fear and anxiety, and it has for many, many decades.
Thank you.
103.5 WCOM Radio. I'm Furious George. I'm going to be signing off here in a second. Thanks for listening to micro-powered, community-based, volunteer-driven underground revolutionary radio. I've had a good time tonight playing some of this crazy stuff about right-wing militias and pundits and GOP misinformation and hysteria at the public forums. So, you know, apparently there's one going on tonight. Folks are trying to get down to Durham and help hold the lines against some of this right-wing hysteria. Woo! So, if you want to learn more about that, go to furiousg.blogspot.com, or more importantly, just keep listening to community-based revolutionary radio, where we like to bring to you different sounds from the local community. That's why we call it Low Power FM, as in it's just for us. But woo, we will also broadcast it on the internet, and you will see it over online many different places. I'll be back next Thursday. I've had a good time tonight. Thanks for being a micro-powered radio supporter. I'm Furious. I'll be back.
In their opposition.
They made just an $900 and give you drugs to kill yourself.
It's totally insane right now.
But I'm not for socialized health care bill at all, no.
It's true. The government will choose to kill people instead of save their lives.
What truth are you looking for, sir?
Will the president tell us the truth about the health care plan? He's lying to us and he knows it.
What is he lying about?
He will be found.
What is he lying about, sir?
What, you don't know?
No, I don't.
You shouldn't even be here. I'm telling you.
I'm here to find out.
We want the truth from the president. That's all we want.
What is he lying about?
What he's lying about, you don't know, huh?
I know. I'm asking
you. Well, I'll tell you what. You need to get with it, then.
Get with it. What? I'm with you now.
I wouldn't be down here if I didn't think he was lying.
Where is the truth?
Hey, look at me!
scientific evidence that global warming is real.
No.
They're afraid of us, and rightfully so. Government should be afraid of us.
Why are you here today?
To support all the people.
Successful? A whole lot of bad stuff's gonna happen. Folks, this bill is nothing short of evil.
Party?
I work for a damn living. I got a job.
Have you used the words tyranny or liberty in a sentence today?
I ain't the damn militia. I serve barbecue. How am I going to say that? All I say all day is, hey, here's your change. Put that in your pocket, man. What?
Jackie, I hate to say it, but through no fault of our own, due primarily to the ever-shifting political landscape, you and me, we're moderates.